G6PD inheritance pattern.
X-linked recessive.
Good. G6PACE deficiency inheritance pattern.
G6PACE is also more recessive.
Good. Von Gehrig. Cystic fibrosis.
Cystic fibrosis is autosomal recessive.
Okay. Von Willebrand disease.
Von Willebrand disease. Is it autosomal dominant?
It's AD. It's often a girl. It usually is. Inheritance pattern, sickle cell.
For sickle cell, it is autosomal recessive.
Yeah. Hemophilia, A and B.
X-linked recessive.
Good. Wilson disease.
Wilson is autosomal recessive.
Good. Hemochromatosis.
Autosomal recessive.
Good. Becker muscular dystrophy.
That one, is it autosomal dominant?
Hell no. Okay, so, well, maybe this one will make it easier. What's Duchenne inheritance pattern?
Duchenne was, maybe I'll be wrong on that one too, but is it X-linked recessive?
Yeah, so they're both XR. They're both the dystrophin gene. Right? Just Becker is not as bad as Duchenne, but they're both the same gene. They're both XR.
Okay, because I thought they were completely different in that way. Okay.
Alport syndrome?
Autosomal dominant.
X-linked. Some sources say XR, some say XD. I can tell you the USMLE just wants XR. X-linked. And I know that because on, I think it was NBME 19, which they retired from step one, but the bottom line is, the latest NBME, before they brought out the 20s forms, but the answer was actually X-linked recessive on the USMLE form.
Okay.
They're still going to ask you inheritance patterns straight up, steps 1, 2, and 3 all the way through. It's never going to end.
Okay.
I said this before, you're going to get a question on like Parkland formula, giving fluids, and then like your next question is just going to be like inheritance pattern of sickle cell.
Sir, I have a question for you. I was saying on step one, I had some really weird one. It was like, I don't know if it was Fredericks, it was one of those kinds.
Okay.
Well, what is that?
Which? Fredericks?
Yeah, which one is that?
Okay, well, as you know, trinucleotide repeat expansion, GAA, but that's actually AR.
Okay.
That's weird. That's a hard one.
I had to get up for like consistency.
I would say that's a 270 detail, actually, because. And I know it's a 270 plus detail, because I only scored in the 260s on the steps, and I didn't even realize and I've been tutoring for years, and I just assumed like, oh, the trinucleotide repeat disorder is like, obviously Huntington is AD, right? Myotonic dystrophy is AD, and Fragile X is clearly X chromosome. That's going to be X-linked recessive. You can get it in girls if there's like, you know, non-random skewed X inactivation lionization, but you assume Frederick ataxia is the same, but Frederick ataxia is actually autosomal recessive. The USMLE doesn't really assess that. They just assess that it's a trinucleotide repeat disorder. That's all they care about. They care for step one, they care light years more that you knew it was GAA or that you could diagnose it, for instance, versus like, oh, is it ARAD?
It was hard. Right, I
won't lie,
it was so hard.
Okay. Yeah, it's AR.
Hopefully that'll help somebody else, you know?
But I say, like, I didn't even realize it was AR until, like, I don't know, maybe a year ago. So,
okay.
And I was like, what the fuck? It's AR? Yeah. Okay, so inheritance pattern of Kallmann syndrome.
Is that one AD?
It's XD. So that's the only XD one you really need to know for the exam.
Okay.
Hypophosphatemic rickets is another XD, but they're not going to ask it. Don't worry. It's just Kallmann syndrome is the only XD one you need to know. Okay. And how about neurofibromatosis?
That's autosomal dominant.
Good. That's the highest yield one for step two, probably. Tuberous sclerosis.
Tuberous sclerosis is also autosomal dominant.
Von Eppel-Lindau.
That's autosomal dominant too.
Yeah. Marfan syndrome.
Autosomal dominant.
Good. Hereditary spherocytosis.
Autosomal dominant.
Okay. Hurler syndrome.
So there's Hunter and Hurler. Hurler was the Hunter. Is Hurler X-linked recessive?
It's AR. So I'd be an asshole and ask you that one first. So yeah, it's AR. Hunters can see the X, right?
They can see, remember, the eye, remember?
Hunters can see the X. So not only is it X-linked recessive or hunter, but they don't have clotted corneas.
That's a good way to remember to see the X.
Right? Okay. Hurlers can't see the X. They have clotted corneas and they're AR. Yeah. So Fabry and Hunter are XR. The others are AR. Okay. And then the Glycogen storage disease inheritance patterns?
Oh, AR.
AR. Okay. And how about achondroplasia?
Awesome. Done.
Good. So usually de novo, germline mosaicism, but yeah, AD. Good. Perfect. Okay, that's your review of the inheritance patterns. I'm curious as to what you get on your exam regarding that. Mm-hmm.